理课堂听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Online. I'm Vicky. Today we continue with our lesson on the 2006 World Cup, and we know that this year Germany will be hosting the games.
That's right. Yesterday we discussed a little bit about some of the teams to watch and some of the players who are showing a lot of potential on the field. We know that Europe always sports some great players, but surprisingly, Asia is growing in strength as well. They're putting out some great players, too. Let's look more at this on page 15 in the left-hand column as we begin the reading on line 12.
The 2006 World Cup. Asia's growing strength. This year, Asian fans may be looking at the World Cup with a different perspective. Though no Asian team has won a World Cup, the region's teams grow stronger every year. Across the Far East, new fans are flocking to the sport and watching with pride. The groundbreaking 2002 World Cup was held in Korea and Japan. Korea's impressive semifinal finish at the 2002 competition proved that the World Cup is truly a global contest.
The title of this section is called Asia's Growing Strength. So we know that the teams in Asia are getting stronger and stronger. And I know in the past, people may have not expected to see great teams come out of Asia. But it says this year, Asian fans may be looking at the World Cup with a different perspective. So they're viewing things a different way.
I think you're right, Vicky. I think before, Asian fans would watch the World Cup, they would enjoy it, but they didn't have any of their own teams in the finals, and maybe that was a little disappointing. Well, that's changing now. We're finding more and more, especially last time in 2002, we saw a lot of good Asian teams competing.
Okay, so they're looking at it, says here, or we might say they're watching the World Cup with a different perspective. Now, when they watch the World Cup, they're expecting maybe an Asian team could win. It says, though no Asian team has won a World Cup, the region's teams show stronger every year or grow stronger every year. So we're seeing great strength coming out of Asia now, and maybe an Asian team will soon be one that needs to be reckoned with.
I think they already are, Vicky. I think we know from last time, 2002, Korea and Japan were strong Asian teams. Well, across the Far East, new fans are flocking to the sport and watching with pride, and that's the new perspective of the Asian fan. They can watch now with pride, knowing that their teams that are participating in the World Cup can do well.
Now, we've used this expression before, flocking. Flocking simply means that there's a lot of people going someplace. We use this often to talk about large crowds visiting a special event.
That's right. We also use this word when we're talking about birds and animals, as you kind of alluded to before. We talk about flocks of birds. Well, we don't want to call these people animals, but they are flocking, and we can use that with people. They are flocking to the sport. More and more popular, more and more interest is being generated in Asia.
And notice it says they're watching with pride. There's something about having a team in a competition like this. The team represents the nation. So it gets pretty exciting for all the people of a certain nation. When they're watching, they're thinking of their national pride. They're thinking about, this represents us.
It does. It gives a great feeling when you can watch your home team, the team from your own country, go to the World Cup and do very well. It gives a sense of honor and a sense of pride to you. Well, the next paragraph begins by saying the groundbreaking 2002 World Cup was held in Korea and Japan. And I think that was a first, too, and that's why we use the word groundbreaking. Groundbreaking means original or something new.
Now, we've talked about groundbreaking sometimes when a new building is going to be built on a piece of land, right?
Right. And I think we use this, the author uses this word here to show that there's innovation and they're introducing something new. In this case, having the World Cup in Asia was something new. Let's look more at this word groundbreaking in today's word skit.
Ralph.
Oh, hey, Marge.
I see you're still repairing televisions.
I am, but now I'm repairing them in a new way.
What new way?
I have made a groundbreaking invention. With this device, I can fix TVs with the push of just one button.
No way! You can't fix TVs like that. That's impossible.
Well, before it was impossible. Groundbreaking discovery. I can fix not just one TV, but all TVs with the push of just one button.
Wow, what a groundbreaking idea. So how does it work?
Well, as I said, it is groundbreaking technology, so you might not understand, but there's invisible waves that travel from this remote to the TVs, making the sound better and the picture clearer.
Wow, hey, let's try it on these broken TVs.
Okay, I think it's just about ready.
Great.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three.
Oh, no. These televisions aren't better. They're worse.
Uh-oh. I think my invention needs a little more work.
Oh, no. I hope Ralph didn't break your TV. Oh, sorry.
Okay, groundbreaking. When something new happens or something new is used, we often talk about groundbreaking technology, new technology that is used to create something.
Well, there are two reasons why this is really groundbreaking. The first reason is that the World Cup was held in Korea and Japan. Actually, two countries shared the World Cup, and they were both playing host to the 2002 World Cup. But also, another reason why it was groundbreaking was because of Korea's impressive semifinal finish at the 2002 competition. This proved that the World Cup was truly a global contest.
Right. In the past, it didn't seem like it was truly a global contest because it seemed like only certain parts of the world we saw these great teams come from these nations. But now we're finding more and more teams coming from Asia that are playing exceptionally well.
Normally, we think of Europe and South America as the powerful teams, but that's changing. Now teams from Asia, powerful teams, teams with much potential, are coming out of Asia, and they're giving Asian fans that sense of pride.
You know, I think in the past, almost everyone, when they thought of football or the World Cup, they thought of Brazil or they thought of Germany. They didn't think of Korea or Japan. But who knows, in 10 years from now, who knows how things might change?
Well, Korea got quite far in the 2002 competition. They got to the semifinals, which is one of four teams that are competing for the World Cup at the end of the tournament, and they did very, very well for themselves.
Okay, they did very well for themselves, giving hope to the other Asian teams, and I think we're going to see some terrific games being played, some amazing competition taking place this year.
Well, who will be the winner of this World Cup this year? It happens in a few days, and I'm sure you'll like to tune in. I know I will be.
Okay, well, let's take a short break. When we come back, we will bring you the conclusion of our lesson.
Welcome to the chat room. Today's lesson talks about Asia's growing strength in football.
That's right. It mentions Korea's impressive semi-formal finish in 2002.
Ken, not semi-formal, but semi-final. Korea's impressive semi-final finish.
Oh, semi-finals? So Korea was a semi-finalist?
That's right. In the semi-finals, the final four teams, or the semi-finalists, battle it out for the finals. And in the finals, two finalists compete to be the champion.
Final 是最后的，但是在一场比赛当中 ,the finals, 用复数当名词使用指的是决赛。那如果在 final 后面再加上 IST, finalist, 就变成了一个参加决赛者。而 semifinals 是准决赛。What about the stage before the semifinals? Is there a name for that?
Yes, that is called the quarterfinals. The quarterfinals are the round of competition before the semifinals. The winners of the quarterfinals go on to play in the semifinals.
在准决赛之前会先有 quarterfinals, 半准决赛，也就是前八强。Okay, what about semi-formal? What's that?
Semi-formal is very different, Ken. Semi-formal means moderately formal.And it's usually used to describe the way one should dress for a dinner, a dance, or a party.
Formal 是正式的, informal 是非正式的, 而 semi-formal 是半正式的。在国外去赴宴是一门学问,在赴宴之前要先确定是 formal, informal, 或是 semi-formal 的场合,好选择适合的穿着服饰来参加。那非正式除了用 informal 之外呢,也常常会用Casual, C-A-S-U-A-L, casual 就是便装便服。
Time for a break. Stay with the students. Studio Classroom will be right back.
In 2010, the World Cup will be held in Africa for the first time. Which country will be the host? In 2010,The World Cup will be held in Africa for the first time. Which country will be the host? South Africa. A trip to South Africa might be fun. Let's all go to the 2010 World Cup. See you there. Well, maybe.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Studio Classroom Online. It's time for us to continue with our lesson, the 2006 World Cup.
We're going to take a step off the field for a moment and look at some of the activity that surrounds the World Cup this year in Germany. I know if you can go in person to Germany, you would have a great time. Let's go now to page 16 for good times.
The 2006 World Cup. Good times. Every World Cup host likes to showcase their country during the soccer competition, and Germany will be no exception. 12 venue cities across the country will offer an enjoyable variety of cultural shows and events. A party atmosphere infects every town where games are played.If you are lucky enough to attend, get ready for a good time. Otherwise, the World Cup can still be enjoyed on TV, starting June 9th. Wherever you are, tune in this month and enjoy the world's biggest and most watched sporting event.
Okay, good times. We know that, like with the Olympics, every World Cup host likes to showcase their country during the soccer competition. And Germany will be no exception, it says here. So Germany is the host. Like with the Olympics, when a certain country hosts the Olympics, they want to showcase their country. And we've used this expression before. To showcase simply means to display it, show it off.
That's right, to show off to the best effect. You want to give a great impression to the rest of the world because...All of the world will be watching Germany and, as the host of the World Cup. So Germany wants to show off what it has, maybe technology, its culture, its food, all kinds of things to attract people, to Germany, maybe to visit or just to simply say, hey, We're a great country.
Okay. Well, showcase can also be used as a noun, and it's really just a display case, something with a lot of glass so that people can see something. But in this case, we're using it as a verb, to display, to show off. Well, Germany is no exception. They want to show off what they have. Germany is a beautiful country. We'll be talking about the city of Berlin later on this month. There are some great cities that are going to be offering you some great things to enjoy during this time.
Right. Actually, there will be 12 venue cities across the country which will offer an enjoyable variety of cultural shows and events. Well, a venue is simply a place where something happens. In this case, it's where the football games will take place. There will be 12 cities where they, actually 12 host cities, they will be hosting some football games. And as countries are eliminated from this tournament, then the number of cities grows smaller.
Okay. So we see here that they will offer an enjoyable variety of cultural shows and events. So they're going to be putting on or sponsoring these different events because there will be a lot of people in these cities, and this will be the time to show off what they have.
Germany will want to show off its culture with cultural shows and events. When I think of these things, I'm sure it includes dancing, singing, and music, and probably lots of good German food.
Okay. Well, it says a party atmosphere infects every town where games are played. Now, this is interesting. When you talk about an atmosphere infects every, a party atmosphere infects every town, it gives us the idea that every town will be affected in some way by these games and by the enthusiasm of these games.
Right. When something infects another thing, it passes from one place to another very quickly, very easily. We use this word infect when we're talking about sickness, mm-hmm. but here we're using it to kind of describe the enthusiasm that will travel across Germany very quickly.
So in a way, it will affect people like a disease, we might say. It will be passed around. It will spread from one place to another. But it will be spreading this excitement and enthusiasm,
which are good things. If you are lucky enough to attend, get ready for a good time. It'll be a party atmosphere. There will be no worries about work or the pressures of life. People will be enjoying themselves, having a good time, and cheering on their favorite team.
You know, again, this word infect, we can use in other ways, too. Fear can infect a group of people. If one person really gets fearful about something and it gets big, it can spread to other people. It can infect the group. Also, sometimes we talk about someone with maybe a very happy personality, joyful personality. Maybe that joy is infectious. If you're around that person, it will spread to you as well.
You're right, Vicki. And I think the enthusiasm and the excitement for the World Cup is so infectious that it spreads even outside of Germany, outside of Europe, and it goes around the globe. People in their home countries who cannot go in person, they are also affected by this enthusiasm. So it's just spreading all over the world. People love to watch the World Cup.
But as it said, if you're lucky enough to go, get ready for a good time. But otherwise, the World Cup can still be enjoyed on TV starting on June 9th. In a couple of days, you're going to be able to turn on your TV set, and you're going to be able to enjoy the games from your sofa.
Well, wherever you are, tune in this month and enjoy the action. It's going to take some discipline if you like to watch football to pull yourself away from the TV. Remember to go to work and go to school.
Okay. Well, it does say here, tune into, and we use this expression to talk about setting your dial or your button on your television set or a radio when you want to hear a broadcast, to tune it in to a certain place so that you can enjoy it. Well, it says enjoy the world's biggest and most watched sporting event. Now, I didn't realize that, but it really is. It's watched more than any other sporting event.
I was really surprised too, Vicki, and I asked the author, does that include the Olympics? And he said, yes, this is the most watched, the most popular sporting event of all time.
Okay, pretty amazing. But it has gained popularity, especially over the last few years. As we mentioned, because of these Asian teams, I think it's grown in popularity.
It has. Even in the United States, as I was growing up, soccer or football was not very popular, but it's growing even in the United States. The United States now is sporting kind of an okay football team. It's getting better and better each year, but it's still not world-class caliber.
But you know, a lot of young kids in America are playing soccer. They love it. And I think because they're starting out when they're quite young, this is something that's going to grow with them as well. So the enthusiasm even in North America may grow.
Well, it's certainly growing in popularity all over the world. Very good for football fans. Right now, we're going to go see Michelle for some language tips. Then we'll be back with more of our lesson. Please stay with us.
Hi, everyone. 我是 Michelle. 今天第一个重点我们看 flock, 这个不及物动词。Flock 是指聚集成群。例如 fans flock to catch a glimpse of the movie stars. 影迷们蜂拥而来要一睹电影明星的风采。如果要说明是去某个地方聚集的话，是用 flock to somewhere 这个片语。例如 thousands of people flock to the auditorium to see the final。数千名观众蜂拥到球场去观赏这场决赛。接下来我们看的是 groundbreaking 这个形容词。groundbreaking 破地而出的意思就是指开创性的或者是革新的。例如 scientists discovered a groundbreaking new method to cure the fatal disease. 科学家们发现治疗这个致命疾病的革命性方法。Groundbreaking 也可以当名词，意思就是指建筑工地的破土典礼。例如 ,the mayor participated in the groundbreaking of the new community center. 市长去参加新的社区活动中心的破土典礼。最后我们看的是 infect 这个动词。Infect 本来是指传染或散播病毒，但是在这里 infect 是指感染或影响。例如 ,her optimism infected all the people around her, 她的积极乐天影响了她周遭的人，或者是 ,the sound of his laughter infects everyone in the room, 她的笑声感染了房间中的每个人。Okay, now it's time to go to the word bank.
Flock. That singer is so popular. Wherever she goes, fans flock to see her. Groundbreaking. This new phone uses groundbreaking technology. So far, no other phone can do what this phone can do. Showcase. This art gallery showcases paintings from local artists. Infect.The boss's excitement for this project infected his whole team. They are all working hard on it.
The 2006 World Cup. Asia's growing strength. This year, Asian fans may be looking at the World Cup with a different perspective. Though no Asian team has won a World Cup, the region's teams grow stronger every year. Across the Far East, new fans are flocking to the sport and watching with pride. The groundbreaking 2002 World Cup was held in Korea and Japan. Korea's impressive semifinal finish at the 2002 competition proved that the World Cup is truly a global contest. Good times. Every World Cup host likes to showcase their country during the soccer competition, and Germany will be no exception. 12 venue cities across the country will offer an enjoyable variety of cultural shows and events. A party atmosphere infects every town where games are played.If you are lucky enough to attend, get ready for a good time. Otherwise, the World Cup can still be enjoyed on TV, starting June 9th. Wherever you are, tune in this month and enjoy the world's biggest and most watched sporting event.
Well, students, we hope you enjoyed our look at the 2006 World Cup. We want to take a look at our key points right now. It says soccer teams from 32 countries will compete for the World Cup in Germany this month. So remember, Germany is the host of this World Cup.
Now, the months leading up to the World Cup hundreds of teams, over 200 teams have been trying to get to the World Cup. Only 32 made it. Who will be the victor? Will Brazil or Germany? They have very strong teams this year, as they normally do.
That's right, Steve. Well, the last key point here is no Asian team has ever won the World Cup, but the region's teams are getting stronger every year. So that's encouraging for the Asian teams. Who knows? Maybe one of the Asian teams will win.
Well, we hope the Asian teams go far. Friends, that's all the time we have right now. Join us again next time for another lesson here at Studio Classroom Online. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye, everyone.